This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight this week has us talking Rock Ridge Rocket football. We're speaking with junior quarterback and outside linebacker Colin Schweig, and Rockets off to a 2-0 start, a dramatic come-from-behind 36-29 win for Rock Ridge this past week, beating Princeton on the road after erasing a 14-point second-half deficit to rally and win by 7. So, Colin, we will start with that. Take a look back at Friday night. How did Rock Ridge turn a 14-point deficit on the road to Princeton into a win in the end?
Yeah, well, really started at halftime. I would say, talking to the coaches, like, we knew that they had weak spots that we could mess with and actually mess with them a lot and take away yards and not let them score as much. And offensively, we just needed to get the line. We just need to talk through it with the line, and as that, it worked, and then we just started scoring, like, really well, and that's how it went.
Walk us through the final drive for you. You get the ball back in the final couple of minutes in a tie game, and I know the first play of the drive basically was a big pass play that got you within, you know, I think inside the 10-yard line, able to then punch it in from there. So, I mean, the final drive, what was the feeling like as you were able to kind of take it down the field pretty quickly and put the Rockets ahead?
Yeah, there was a little bit of nerves here and there, I'm sure for all of us. But, yeah, the one pass to Liam, which was a crazy catch. And then we ran one. We got, like, 3 yards. And then we just went back to it and just punched it in after that. And that was nice.
Yeah, so playing in a game of that magnitude at Princeton, I know there was a great crowd, always a great atmosphere over there when you get to play, especially with the two programs that were playing each other in Rock Ridge and Princeton with such proud tradition, especially recently. So what did it mean to go there and win that game on the road against that program? Probably felt like a pretty big win early in the season, right?
Yeah, we were saying, like, it felt like their quarterfinal team. And we were like, well, that's a playoff game for us. Like, that's a good thing to have under our belts for when to come, hopefully, playoffs.
So individually for you this season on the offensive side of things, it's been a terrific start to the year. You've accounted for 11 touchdowns already. I know you set a single season program record last year as a sophomore with 32, I believe. So off to such a fast start and such a fast pace in that respect in terms of getting into the end zone. So, I mean, for you, where do you think that success has come from so fast this year? What do you attribute it to?
The off season, like working with the guys and then doing some workouts with a lot of coaches that helps me, really.
And two, talking about the transition to this year, I know you had a great group of skill position guys returning from a year ago along with you. You know, some of your wide receivers like Liam Steele, who you mentioned, his brother Owen. You got Chase Wheatley, a classmate of yours, back, who really grew into a really, you know, I think strong producer for Rock Ridge as the year progressed last year. Some of the running backs, Tanner Dye and Thomas Sowards too. So, I mean, having all of that back along with you at quarterback, how much of a help was that, you know, transitioning from 2024 to now 2025?
It was a lot of help. I don't know what we would do if we didn't have them. Or, yeah, they just, I don't even know. They help a lot.
And then for you, a new wrinkle to your game is you're playing basically, you know, every down defensively as well, playing a kind of outside linebacker spot for the Rockets. Through your freshman and sophomore, you just played on the offensive end, of course. So, I mean, that transition for you, how has that been going as you've kind of got into the swing of things now of playing on that side of the ball too?
Yeah, I love it. It helps me as a quarterback, I think, too, just kind of knowing, like, what other defenses do. Now that I play defense, like, I kind of know what's going to happen, like, where they're going to be type of things. And then yeah, I just like it all around.
Yeah, so was there any difference in preparation for the year in terms of just getting ready for the physicality of having to play both ways, or is it a pretty similar, like, prep for you coming into the year this year?
I would say pretty similar prep, you know, just lifting, eating food, trying to get bigger.
So speak to us about just the overall expectations for the Rockets in 2025. I know, obviously, off to a 2-0 start, big win, like we've talked about, over Princeton last week, ranked inside the top five of the AP poll in 2A the first 2 weeks it's been released as well. So I'm sure externally people expect a lot out of this team in 2025. What's kind of the mindset for you and your teammates internally as you're off to a 2-0 start and now turning the page to get into, you know, divisional play this week?
I would say my main expectation it's always to get to playoffs, but to get past round two, because it's been 2 years in a row where we've fumbled around there, and I think if we could get past, we could be pretty good.
And this is the last thing I got for you, Cullen, is another fun game coming up this week where you get to play at home against Riverdale, homecoming for Rock Ridge this week as well. Riverdale off to a really nice start at 2-0, so really kind of, you know, big game last week against Princeton. Feels like another pretty big game that should have a great atmosphere and a great crowd this week against Riverdale. So excited to have that challenge this week.
Yes, really excited to go at them and have another good week.
All right, Rock Ridge Jr. Cullen Schweigen joining us. Rockets off to a 2-0 start in the 2025 high school football season, hosting Riverdale on Friday night. Cullen, appreciate the time, man, and good luck Friday and the rest of the year, my man.
Yeah, thank you, Ty.